The Militant, Volume 89, Number 24, July 14, 2025. Thousands Protest Against Government in Kenya, by Janet Post. Thousands of people took to the streets across Kenya June 25th in anti-government protests, including in the capital city, Nairobi. At least 16 demonstrators were killed by police and hundreds wounded. Security forces fired live rounds, rubber bullets, tear gas, and water cannon as people waved Kenyan flags, sang the national anthem, chanted that President William Ruto must go. They held up one finger, chanting one term, demanding Ruto not seek re-election in 2027. The protests were organized to commemorate the one-year anniversary of demonstrations of tens of thousands when the government raised taxes on food and other basic necessities. Ruto justified this attack on the standard of living by saying his administration faced defaulting on loans from the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, Washington, other imperialist powers, and China. Kenya's legislators are among the highest paid in the world and enjoy lavish perks, while the country's public schools and hospitals routinely struggle for funding. Within an hour of the bill's passage, the parliament was in flames, the Washington Post wrote June 25th. The tax was eventually rescinded, but over the past year, more than 60 protesters have been killed, 1,000 injured, and dozens abducted by cops as periodic protests continued, reported the Kenya National Commission on Human Rights. Facing the same deep social crisis, working people have gone back into the streets. On June 25th, protesters carried white crosses or signs with hearts with the names of those killed over the past year. Today, I am here to remember our fallen heroes, unemployed truck driver Daniel Mena told the media. Days before, Albert Ojwan, a teacher, died in police custody after criticizing the conduct of the Deputy Inspector General of Police on social media. During a response by workers in the streets, security forces shot and killed Boniface Kariuki, a street vendor, at close range. At the June 25th demonstration, 24-year-old chef James Kariuki carried a bouquet of yellow roses in memory of Boniface. "We are fighting for our rights," he told the Post. Jadida Ambura watched the marches from her home in Homa Bay. Her 23-year-old son, an engineering student, was killed in the 2024 protests, but no one has ever let her know who was responsible. "All we want is justice," she said. Demonstrations took place in half of the country's 47 counties, including in Mombasa, Eldoret, Nakuru, Rongai, Nanyuki, Kisumu, and Kikuyu. The government ordered television stations to stop broadcasting the protests. Some protesters carried placards reading, "Scared of youth? You have not seen anything yet." Some 67% of Kenya's population is under the age of 29. "Let me tell you some home truths, you stupid young people," Ruto economic advisor David Endi posted on social media. "My generation also had its heroic stupid young men. They were hanged. We learnt." While Kenya is considered the richest country in East Africa, protesters say they haven't benefited from it. They say they've only seen corruption, unemployment, government excesses, and rising living costs, The Guardian reported. End of article.